Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Now, new research investigating whether casual kitchen dancing counts as moderate exercise has found that dancing around your kitchen for 20 minutes every morning is enough to reap health benefits. Well, to discuss this now, we're joined by Dr. Ciara McCormack, who's Assistant Professor of Sports Science and Health in Maynooth University. And Ciara, you're very welcome. So this study suggests, this is great news for me. There's nowhere I love more than to dance than in the kitchen, to be honest. And maybe not for 20 minutes, but a little bit. So this suggests that dancing in your kitchen for 20 minutes can be as effective as traditional forms of exercise.
Yeah, well, the good news, Sarah, is that, yes, it can be effective. And some people might be surprised, or like yourself, some people might be delighted, because who doesn't love a little boogie around their kitchen? But I suppose what this study reinforces is what we've known for a long time, that any form of physical activity is beneficial for our health, and that dancing is a really effective mode of physical activity, particularly when we increase the intensity or the rhythm of the music.
Okay, so not slow dancing.
Well, we know slow dancing can be beneficial, particularly, I suppose, what it does is it breaks up some sedentary behaviour, helps us get movement in. If we want to work towards movement or dancing that is good for our heart health and beneficial for long term, we might want to increase the intensity a little bit to reach that moderate intensity that the guidelines suggest that we should reach. But it's important that if low intensity or slow dancing is what you're able for, even doing that is beneficial.
Okay. And is it like for like then, 20 minutes of dancing around your kitchen is as good as 20 minutes in the gym?
Well, I suppose it depends. Okay. So as you said, it depends maybe on the intensity and are you dancing for those full 20 minutes. But we do know that exercise, as we call it, exercise snacking, where we move in small bites, is beneficial. So 20 minutes of dancing mightn't be possible for everyone at one bite in time. Maybe if you're in exercise class, dancing around the kitchen, maybe to two or three songs, you might end up completing maybe 10 minutes of activity. And we know that that is beneficial. So 20 minutes, absolutely fantastic if you have time. And it may also be similar to what you do in the gym, particularly if you are maybe on the treadmill, walking at a slower pace, and your heart rate isn't increasing greatly. Whereas exercise or dancing to music that you enjoy, you actually might move at a faster rhythm and have a higher heart rate than you would walking on the treadmill at a similar pace for 20 minutes.
Yeah, I suppose, again, it really just go back to what you term as dancing. Like, we set up a little dance floor in my kitchen at home every now and then, and we just, you know, just really go at it for about 10 minutes playing our favourite songs. But is this the same as sort of, you know, humming to yourself while you're making dinner and, you know, like waving your arms around every now and then? That's not really dancing, is it?
So I would say that's movement, which
okay.
is
okay.
good for us.
You're so positive, Ciara. I love it.
Anything that's not sitting in my eyes is a good thing, particularly okay. We know that how, you know, negative sedentary behaviour and sitting for a long time can have for some movement in any form is good. But if we're looking at maybe long-term health benefits of engaging in dancing or as a form of exercise, we definitely would want to work at an intensity that is a little bit, I suppose, more intense than just humming to ourselves or waving our arms, where at the end of the song, we maybe our heart rate has increased, we're panting a little bit, we might be slightly out of breath, we may need to take a little water break or sit down. That's the kind of intensity that you might want to engage in regularly to see the long-term health benefits, or work to that moderate intensity as the article suggests.
And would you have any suggestions for songs?
Oh God, something nice and upbeat.
As assistant professor of sports science.
I won't humming or singing right now, but I'm sure we can all think of our favourite tunes that we, you know, we start to bop to. So my suggestion for FIFA will be to, you know, pick her two or three or four favourite songs that you like, turn on the music, turn up the volume and just move. And I suppose that's a nice thing about exercise or dancing to music, or as I call it, because I can't dance, movement to music, yeah, is that it's really accessible. You know, yeah, there's no rules on how to dance, particularly when you're at home in your kitchen. There's absolutely no rules there. It's, you know, it's fun. It can be inclusive. It's really good for our overall health and our mood. So, indeed, dancing at home in the kitchen is great.
Yeah, lots of listeners get in touch about that as well, saying that they all do it by the sounds of things. Every Sunday morning, cooking the breakfast, bouncing about, listening to Northern Soul with my dog, Curtis. It's just wonderful, says one person. And one more, our mother taught us to dance in the kitchen every Saturday night to RTE's Kayleigh House, and I still do it. It really is lovely once you get into it. Kira, thank you so much for joining us. You can keep your kitchen dancing experiences coming to 51551. Dr. Kira McCormack, I appreciate your time on the programme this evening.